This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We just spent the last hour talking about payday loans, title loans, debt, and all these things that, well, they affect everybody's life. And you're welcome to call in on that or any other topic, but Libertarian Banker, you brought in another story that I'm interested in. I guess it's immigrants are building better companies, statistics say. Yeah. Now, I don't want to get into it, but I wanted to tease it here. We've got some calls, so just
please.
Yeah, just hold the line there for just 1 second. Let me get Mike calling in from New Jersey. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Mike. I'm a car dealer here in New Jersey. Ran buy here, pay here, lost. I'm born in Aid in Bordentown. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, my name's Mike. I'm a car dealer out of Jersey. We do buy here, pay here.
Yep,
I go to Aid National Auto Dealers Exchange in Bordentown. And, you know, that subject is great and all, but I'd really like to talk about Ian Freeman and this whole pedophile thing.
Okay, go right
in. I find it rather disgusting. I mean, this guy openly, you know.
Is it disgusting that you might be jumping? Hold on. Mike, it sounds like you're jumping to a conclusion. Has Ian Freeman been convicted?
I heard something? I heard his own voice. Yeah, I heard what he had to say.
What did he have to say?
He's a filthy pedophile.
What did he have to say?
He's absolutely for young people. He's absolutely for the youth getting touched and fondled.
When did you hear him say this? Because this doesn't sound like anything that like the guy I work with would say.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I wonder why he's having this nice camping trip out in the woods. What's he going to do, bring some 13-year-old boys?
There are 1,200 people at that camping trip. It's not like this is a camping event.
Yeah, well, just him being there is a danger to these children.
Were you a Boy Scout, Mike?
You don't know anything about anything. You haven't talked. The guy hasn't even been charged with anything.
Well, let me tell
it's
you,
just somebody on the Internet said something, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we dropped it. Okay. So there are a few words, and I guess I didn't outline that one.
Maybe Mike wasn't listening last
hour. That's why I said, if you think it's something that can't be said on the radio, it should not be said on the radio. Asterisk, I'm giving these people too much credit because it requires them to think.
So it sounds to me like all these people want to do is just call up and say cuss words, and they have to get a few words in first before they can throw out. He sounds like the same caller that we had.
It might have. The thing is that it's really difficult
for a call screener when you have an ordinary voice.
Yeah.
And that guy did.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't sound like he was from
Mike.
Jersey, but
Pay here, Mike.
Right. But, you know, whatever. It's difficult for the call screener to get everybody. And how could they possibly get everybody? That's just, that's the way it is. And, you know, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. So,
except for those words.
Well, yeah, except for those words. I talked to him about it, but the guy just wants to make accusations about something he read on the Internet, which has no bearing on reality. Don't you think the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the organization that has at this point distributed more child pornography than any one person on the planet, would arrest Ian Freeman if they had an ounce of evidence against him?
Most likely.
I'm convinced that they would.
I'm convinced that they would, too. If, on the other hand, maybe a disgruntled employee or somebody who doesn't like what we say on the Internet, on the air, came and, you know, hacked into our network and did that or, you know, whatever, we wouldn't require them to hack.
There were dozens, if not 100-plus people that had the Wi-Fi password. The Wi-Fi is strong enough to where if you're sitting at a stop sign and you know the password, just sit there, get the ping, drive away, because all the FBI knows is someone using this Wi-Fi connected to the site. That's all they know.
And that's presuming that it actually occurred. At this point, the thing is the FBI, it's been 2.5 years. We have not heard back from the FBI. So all I can presume.
Right, it wasn't any computer inside this building that made the connection.
Yeah, I cannot react to a lack of charges. I don't know what else to say. Anybody who says that Ian has ever supported pedophilia, please present some evidence, because my experience is he never, ever has. So, please, let's talk about this this immigration, the immigrants building better companies.
Yeah, so this one is from the National Foundation for American Policy. This is a 2016 study entitled Immigrants and Billion-Dollar Startups. Immigrants and Billion-Dollar Startups. All right, so here's sort of the executive summary, because obviously it's a pretty long study.
It's a 33-page document.
Yeah, so it says immigrants play a key role in creating new, fast companies, as evidenced by the prevalence of foreign-born founders and key personnel in the nation's leading privately held companies. Immigrants have started more than half, 44 out of 87 exactly, of America's startup companies valued at $1 billion or more, and are key members of management or product development teams in over 70% of these companies. The research finds that among the billion-dollar startup companies, immigrant founders have created an average of approximately 760 jobs per company in the United States. The collective value of the 44 immigrant-founded companies is $168 billion. So if you add all of them together, these immigrant 44 of them, founded by immigrants, $168 billion.
How does that compare to just companies that are founded in the United States? I mean, are immigrants, more
they're
prolific?
Only talking about startups.
Billion-dollar startups. I'm assuming these are companies that have gotten venture capital or some type of big investment,
which means
that people have faith in these. They're willing to invest money in these immigrants.
Right. I'm not seeing a definition in this article or in this thing defining startup company.
Sure.
So, how quickly are these companies reaching the $1 billion? What exactly defines startup company?
So here, I think this is a little bit of an answer here. So the research involved conducting interviews and gathering information on the 87 U.S. startup companies valued at over $1 billion as of January 1, 2016. That have yet to become publicly traded on the U.S. stock market. So they're not public. They're private.
Right.
And are tracked by the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Venture Source. So 87 U.S. startup companies valued at over $1 billion that are not publicly traded and are tracked by the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones. The companies, all privately held, are with the potential to become publicly traded on the stock market, are today each valued at $1 billion or more and have received venture capital financing. So there you go. So these are companies that investors, people in the know that are investing millions and billions of dollars, have faith in these in these immigrants.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out, did all of these companies wind up raising $1 billion in 1 year? Is it 5 years? What's the time period for startup company?
Why does it matter?
It largely does. So if a company's been in business for 10 years,
not a startup,
and then they reach $1 billion, that's not as impressive as a company that's been in business for 1 year.
Most of these are
going to
be
a billion.
These are going to be like California, Silicon Valley startups would be my guess. Where you're going to see people who are into the tech, tech sphere. Probably they use the word crypto and AI in their prospectus.
Right. I'm not taking anything away from somebody starting a billion-dollar company, and I don't want anybody to think that that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to figure out, what is the definition that this study is going with for billion-dollar company to get it down to only 87 companies?
Don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in this 33-page document somewhere, but forgive me, I haven't read the whole thing.
Yeah, and I was trying to do a, Control-F find startup, and I wasn't seeing a definition.
But here's a little tease before break here. So what is the top country that these immigrants are coming from. We'll, I guess, reveal it after we come back.
Well, we are inundated with cranker calls.
Sure. So I'll give it to you. Take a guess, Mark.
What is it?
Just take a guess.
I don't know.
India.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I guess that makes some sense.
Second is Canada and the UK.
Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, they would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I'll give out the number here shortly. We are loaded up with... Oh, probably crank calls. It's going to be a fun segment, guys. I want to tell you about MyPillow. This is truly, even you crankers, you should listen to this for a second. This is the best pillow I have ever used. It is, I mean, it supports your head and neck. And so if you've got back trouble, you got headaches, these kinds of things, it could help. I couldn't say for sure. I mean, I'm not going to diagnose you. Maybe you got a tumor for all that. It's not going to fix a tumor. But it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't fix your head or neck problems, you know, your headaches or whatever it might be, then you can always get your money back. And most importantly, you know, your skin sheds while you're sleeping. Dust mites eat the skin. And disgusting, vile things live in your pillow. You can wash my pillow. You cannot wash most pillows that I've ever experienced prior to this. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code FTL. You'll save, you'll get free shipping on all your orders. You get a great low price, and then you have free shipping on all your orders if you use promo code FTL at MyPillow. And don't forget the 60-day return for a refund if that's what you want. All right. Let's go to Skype on this one. This guy's threatening that he's going to expose us to YouTube or something. So you know the rules, right?
Please don't expose yourself on YouTube.
Don't expose yourself on YouTube. Don't say naughty words on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I won't say naughty words. I'm the person who called up in 2016. I am Luke McKee, my real name, and I'm an anti-pedophile activist.
Where did you call?
And unfortunately, I do have a troll army that uses naughty words, but I'm the guy you need to talk to clear this up.
On
2 days ago.
I'm supposed to take your word for it.
He's the manager.
He's the manager of the troll army.
So, Mark, this guy did call in a couple days ago.
Okay.
And he posted in, I think, the Discord a link to a call he made at some point in 2016.
All right.
And Ian actually played part of the clip on the show.
All right.
There was a statement about somebody having sex with a 15-year-old. Rich Paul was in studio that night and said that would be legal in South Carolina.
Okay.
And
maybe at the time?
Maybe, maybe not. You know, 15 is within sort of the window of consent in South Carolina.
All right.
So I can confirm that this guy did call a couple nights ago, and he also called a couple of years ago.
Sounds like he has children in the background. Do you guys hear that? It sounds like kids running around in the background there.
I don't know.
What's your gripe?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. Ian Freeman, after I said about sex with Terry Bean, Democrat fund bundler for Oregon, that Obama says on C-SPAN is my dear friend, Ian Freeman said, and I quote, "You know it's not a legal right," end quote. And
what's
you played that
right?
portion of the clip in the last broadcast with Ian Freeman's voice.
What is
and I've got the video on my channel
right?
with Ian Freeman's mouth moving saying it.
What?
Okay, so I'm seeking an apology for that.
Oh, you're not going to get an apology for me. I wasn't the one to do it. What?
Ian Freeman. Ian Freeman's
Ian
in the room.
Ian Freeman's not on the air. How are you going to get an apology? Why don't you ask for an apology from Barack Obama? He's not here either.
Well, what happened, the actual opposite happened because a friend linked to my blog in Australia, his name's John Sunhol.
How are we supposed to believe you're from Australia?
Yeah.
It's a great accent.
A friend from Australia, John Sunhol, linked to my Victims of Gay Bullying blog exposing Obama, and the Australian government prosecuted him and said that Obama is not friends with pedophiles. But like I said in 2016, you can read the statement from the boy victim on the Wilmette Wick newspaper website regarding Terry Bean. And Terry Bean claims he was exonerated because the boy and the boy's family was disappeared mafia style. Like Ian Freeman says he's exonerated from the FBI child porn raid when he won't give the decryption password to his LUKS Linux Unified Key Setup encrypted laptop. If he wants to protect his sources like
what
he said...
What are you talking about? Hold on.
It is gear. If he does give the password to the FBI, who's still got his computer gear, that's going to protect his sources because fruit from the forbidden tree. But instead, you go to GoFundMe and you get $6,000 to buy new computer gear from your followers.
We didn't go to GoFundMe. Let's be 100% clear. You seem to think that facts are important, so we did not go to GoFundMe. A listener set that up and sent us some money, and we really appreciate that. And the FBI hasn't contacted Free Talk Live about getting any encryption keys.
Where's your evidence?
You're not exonerated until you get back your computer gear from the FBI, so try and sue them for it. Do it.
Why?
Please. Please, exonerate yourself.
Would you use a laptop that the FBI had poked around on?
What?
Would you use a laptop that you had gotten from the Federal Bureau of Investigations?
What I would do is I would re-image the hard disk and I would reflash the Intel firmware management unit, and I would get someone who knows solid-state electronics to have a look at the circuit board to see if there's any planted chips. I'm an IT guy.
I understand, but it's not worth it for five-year-old equipment.
Now let's talk about something
else. How much money would be spent suing the federal government?
Yeah, why would we do that?
You already got 10 grand in the game with all your computer gear. No, exonerate.
We got our computer gear back.
Yeah. Exonerate. There's no charges. How do you exonerate yourself?
We can't get exonerated. We haven't been charged with anything.
Let me explain some more. I've investigated many, many pedophiles. There's another case of a pedophile called SlurpT1 on Twitter, who's in an American jail in Georgia, and he gets out in February.
Great.
SlurpT1 on Twitter, convicted pedophile, FBI child porn fugitive.
Anybody can go online and find the names of pedophiles then claim the credit for it. What is the relevance to me?
Well, the mainstream news didn't cover him being arrested for child porn, but only covered him being a gay activist hero.
Okay.
Where this Slurp T1...
Are you claiming I'm the mainstream media then?
Sorry?
Are you claiming that I'm the mainstream media? Because the mainstream media doesn't usually get raided by the FBI.
Yeah, I know, they should. You've got Don Lemon on CNN supporting Jerry Sandusky, and even Huffington Post is covering
it. We have nothing to do with Don Lemon being on CNN.
Yeah. Media pedophiles.
Okay.
You just go Don Lemon.
So you claimed to be in charge of the troll army.
Yep.
Tell me what I got to do to make the troll army go away, because I'm scared. I'm frightened of boys on the internet.
Can I ask him one question,
in chat rooms?
Do you talk about this stuff in front of your children that are there in the background? I heard little kids in the background there. And do you talk about this pedophilia in front of your kids?
No, I don't talk in front of my kids. They're in a different room. They just can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you seem so hung up on this topic, so absolutely hung up on it. I can only imagine how these dinner table conversations go.
I accept you change the topic before we go back. I'm hung up because Christopher Kent Bowersox, an American cop in Bakersfield,
just dropping names.
Born child, and he's a convicted pedophile. And the Bakersfield police chief, Mr. Williamson, said he's a professional cop because he's only trying to have sex with children off duty. And that's exposed on my YouTube channel right next to you, mate.
So we're promoting your YouTube channel? Is that what's going on here?
It sounds like that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, give your YouTube channel name and then we're going to go, okay?
Let's go back. You asked why I hate pedophiles. I had an FBI confirmed convicted gay pedophile cop who identified as gay before and after.
Do you hear the music?
Yeah, he's on .com. Bowersox.
Do you hear the music?
He doesn't care.
Okay.
The segment is ending.
He just wants to keep talking and saying words.
Thank you for the call. I really do appreciate it. Bye-bye.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
Oh, whatever. I'm doing my best to, appreciate these folks for whatever the heck they're doing. I don't know. Free talk live.
Being trolls.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blasting his own Justice Department for wiretapping his one-time campaign aide, Carter Page. Lawmakers of both parties are now refuting the president's claim that newly released FBI documents show his campaign was illegally surveilled. His latest witch hunt claims against the Mueller-Russia investigation are now pegged to an unusual government document release related to the court-authorized surveillance of Page.
They show the FBI telling a special intelligence court that Page had been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. He claims he didn't do that.
There is nothing in terms of any nefarious behavior.
Carter Page reacting on CNN's State of the Union.
This is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
The Libertarian Banker.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And Bitcoin.com, well, they do a lot of sponsoring. One of the things they sponsored was me for my jiu-jitsu tournament that's coming up here in next week. So that'll be awesome.
Hold on. So what's this jiu-jitsu tournament thing?
I'm going to do a jiu-jitsu tournament in Boston.
All right.
And
is it like the New England championships?
Boston Open is what it's called.
All right.
And, well, yeah, it'll be my first one.
So, and what color belt do you have?
I have white.
Is that the lowest? I don't know these things.
I got a few stripes on my white belt, which brings me above the lowest. But, yes, it's the lowest of the belts. And because I'm the lowest of the belts, they don't have an old guy category for me, so I have to wrestle, grapple, roll, whatever term you want to use, grapple with guys that are younger than I am, which is...
Is it also broken down? Is it broken down by weight class?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm heavy. Sadly, I was trying really hard to be medium heavy, but the truth is, I'm heavy. So, thanks to Bitcoin.com for sponsoring me at the event.
And are you going to have like a Bitcoin.com logo on your gi somewhere?
Yeah, I've got it on both the top and the bottom.
Nice.
I'll have some pictures up on my Facebook page. You can take a look. There you go.
Just make sure that whoever's taking the pictures doesn't get a picture of you tapping out.
There's nothing wrong with tapping out. Nothing at all. I mean, the wrong thing to do is to tap out too late.
That's called fainting.
Well, that's if you're getting choked. There's also arm bars, so that's the cracking noise. If you're tapping after the cracking noise, it's probably a bit late.
I'm just saying, for the promotional photos.
Yes.
You laying on your back, tapping and submission. Not the best promotional photo.
Probably not, but you know, there's six guys in my weight class. Five of them are going to tap. Or they're going to be pointed out, one of the two.
Yeah.
Five of them
are going
to lose.
Yeah.
So let's go. Got Robert, who's been holding for a half an hour here. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? No cussing.
No, I won't swear enough like that. My name's Bruno the Dobe, and I'm a very concerned person.
Okay.
I was wondering why. I'm very curious. Why do you have a scanner in there? Is that to alert the cops you can shut down the computers? Because Ian Freeman's neighborhood was putting up pedophile posters all over his neighborhood, and you guys are going camping with children. I don't think that's too safe where I'm sitting right now. You see what I'm saying? So why don't you
I have a child. What do you think about that? Ian has been left alone with my child.
Oh, my God. You should take him to a psychiatrist very soon or an exorcism, right?
Well, he hasn't been left alone with you. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Jim. Calling in from, I don't know, Philadelphia. Probably not. No cussing, Jim.
And it's probably also not Jim. He's going to give a different name.
It's not Jim, yeah.
Hello?
What's your real name, Jim?
It's Jim.
Yeah, okay.
Same guy.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
What's on your mind?
Okay. No, I actually, it's in response to all these calls. I had been in a similar scenario. I'm actually local. I'm originally from Westmoreland. And,
okay.
You know, all these calls coming in, I don't think they realize how detrimental it can be.
Before you go on, Jim, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who made the bell in the town hall at Westmoreland?
Excuse me?
Who made the bell? In the town hall.
I grew up. I mean, I was little when I moved out there.
It's the only famous thing in Westmoreland. And
like I said,
anybody from Westmoreland can answer that question. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's, I mean, irrelevant.
No, it's relevant because it's the only famous thing there.
It takes away your credibility.
By the way, the answer is Paul Revere.
Yeah, I think anybody with Google could also find that information.
They could, but not that quickly.
Well, I probably would have Googled it. Right? No, I was like, I was a child, you know. But it's irrelevant.
We were all children at one point.
What road did we live on?
Jesus. So, wait. No,
Jesus
I
Road
to say,
in Westmoreland?
Excuse me?
You lived on Jesus Road in Westmoreland? What road did you live on? You don't live there anymore, so it's not a problem.
I understand, but why really? I had a statement to make, but now it's
lying.
The point.
Well, I understand.
When you throw out a fact,
and I've been inundated with prankers all night long, lying about where they're from, lying about their names, I'm just going to ask you some questions about the fact. At this point, you can neither tell me the famous thing about Westmoreland, nor can you tell me what the name of the road that you lived on.
It's not that I can't. Not that I can. It's irrelevant to the point. I'm trying to move on to the statement I'm trying to make.
You would have been if you would have just said Route 9.
These crankers are really getting to you. I'm not calling to call anyone a rapist, pedophile, or anything. I was in support. I was trying to say that when these people call up and make these accusations, and I had a similar thing happen to me, and I was going to share that story.
Go ahead. Tell me the story.
Well, I just wanted to know, like, okay, this raid that happened, like, why?
Are you going to tell me a story? You can ask me questions.
He's going to ask questions. Thank you for the call. Let's go to another person that's probably also a cranker that's probably also going to say they want to tell a story and then ask a question. Questions and stories are two completely different things.
Interrogative from Walker, calling in on Discord.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Gotcha. Didn't we just talk to you?
No, this is what people in the chat have been saying, but my real name is Daniel Walker, and I am calling.
You just called on the Skype. It's one call per evening.
I don't even have Skype.
You sound almost just like the guy that called on Skype. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, well, I'm not the guy that called in on Skype, and maybe us Australians do sound the same to you guys. In America.
Do us Americans sound the same to you in Australia?
This isn't about accusing... Just so you know, this isn't... Sorry?
Do Americans sound the same to you in Australia?
You can tell the difference between a southerner and someone from up north. But,
okay, great.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Walker?
Well, again, I'm not accusing anyone of anything. This is just about a statement that was made. Someone called Tom or something called in before. And, look, he was shooting from the hip and all of that sort of stuff. And, you know, I've got people in Discord that think I'm him, which I'm not. But, you know, I just the way you responded to him, I just thought it was a little bit rough. You know, you said
I don't treat prankers well. I mean,
I'm not pranking.
I didn't say you were. I said I don't treat them well. Are you clear on that?
Yeah, I know. Okay, and I also know you talk over the top of people a lot when they're trying to make a point. But my point is,
when they ramble,
nobody's tried to make a point all night.
Do you want to recant your statement about what you said about people who go to church touching kids? Because
I didn't say anything about people going to church touching kids. That's a damned lie.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that people who go to church are pedophiles?
There are lots of people that go to church. Some of them are probably pedophiles.
There's this thing called a Venn diagram, and there are circles. And, you know, some people that go to church have touched little kids. That is an actual statement of fact.
Sure. Just like the Catholic Church, we know that, you know, there's been a lot of priests, for an example, who, you know, have been pedophiles, like priests. But that's not the priesthood. And I think there's a lot of people who, you know, seem to project and all of that sort of stuff. And I think
nobody said every person that has ever stepped foot inside of a church has touched little kids.
Look, I don't know about the listeners, but I'm pretty tired of talking about this freaking topic, to be honest with you. My goodness.
Thanks for the call, Walker. Really appreciate it. 855-450.
Let's go on with something meaningful that's actually going to have, move society along here. I mean, my goodness, people.
Tom in New Hampshire. Yeah. You're on Free Talk.
Oh, here we go. This will move society.
Okay. Now, I got a point to make here, okay? Let's say Mark is at a dinner party, and he has a glass of wine. And then he's driving home, and he's got a tail light out. And so he gets stopped for that. One thing leads to another. And next thing he knows, he's blowing a .031.
Okay. That's legal?
That's enough to charge you if you've got a prior. So they charged him because of somebody else named Mark Edge who got busted for drunk driving 9 years ago.
Hold the line, Tom. Hold the line. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, it's a wild, wild ride. Crank calls, wall to wall. You can get that here on Free Talk Live sometimes. Sometimes they're good.
That's why I love this show.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's like a box of, well...
rocks.
Chocolate full of stuff that's not great.
Chocolate full of rocks.
I'm glad I haven't ever bit into a chocolate that has a rock in it. That would be really awful.
Yes. Yes, it would.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
The Libertarian Banker.
And Daryl.
If you go to freetalklive.com, right there on the page, when we're not on the air, you can sign up for our newsletter, and you can just pass through the thing that plays the show live when you go to freetalklive.com. Otherwise, at 3 hours a day between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you just go through there. Get our newsletter, find out what's going on with Free Talk Live, the new stations we add, and all kinds of events. Be the first one to find out what happened with the FBI raid.
Yep.
You don't have to listen. You don't have to listen to this nonsense. Just find out there. It's the newsletter. Let's go to, we had Tom on the line, and he was talking about drinking and driving, and I wasn't entirely clear. So, Tom, I kind of had to cut you off in the middle. So, please, go ahead.
Now, okay, you got a glass of wine. You're driving home, you get stopped for a tail light out, you blow 0.031, and they charge Mark with a second offense, DWI, where the threshold is 0.03, because somebody else named Mark Edge 9 years ago got busted for drunk driving, and therefore, this makes it a repeat offense. He's got a prior, but it was a different Mark Edge. Most of us would say it's not fair to charge this defendant.
Sounds not fair, yeah.
But wouldn't their system realize that the birth dates don't add up, maybe none of the driver's licenses match whatever the prior conviction was?
I bet it's happened, though.
I bet he didn't have hair like that, either.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is, then how is it any fairer to blame all Muslims for the 9/11 attacks, or blame all the Mexicans for all these crimes, or how was it any fairer when Governor Hugh Gallin signed legislation raising the drinking age to 20 back when I was 19 to punish me for crimes committed by other people my age or any other collectivist type of group punishment because some category of people that isn't an armed organized force on a mission to commit this wrongdoing, some people that match that description happen to do some wrongdoing, so they're going to punish everybody or collectivize everybody like that, you know? That's my point, is that's how to raise that argument to shoot down the collectivist argument, is it's not fair to punish Mark as a second offender for a crime committed by a different Mark Edge, and therefore it's also not fair to punish all Muslims for the 9/11 attacks, or punish all any category. You know what I'm saying?
So Tom, so this is interesting coming from Tom, guys, because if I recall, he likes to call in and collectivize police officers as all criminals and... Well, I mean, you're collectivizing them and you're treating them, each one, like the collective. So it's an interesting dichotomy there.
Well, they're not an organized force. They're a bunch of different organized forces. Some police departments are better than others, right?
Well, kind of like saying the Confederates aren't an organized force. You've got the 7th Louisiana and the 5th Georgia, but from the Union point of view, they were all the enemy. And likewise, Japanese Navy and the Japanese, all the divisions of the Japanese Armed Forces, they're all the enemy, including any local militia that might be encountered.
That's collectivizing them, Tom.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I do appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dan from Nebraska. Calling in the Discord line, and you can do so too. Sound great. Discord.freetalklive.com. Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, I actually kind of want to talk in for kind of a meta call.
What is a meta call?
Meta means like...
Self-referential.
Yeah, self-referential, exactly.
Okay.
I've been listening to the show, and it's been... almost kind of to me, like, how funny it is that it's unfunny. Like, I don't know how to put this in any other way. Except for
it's like a train wreck that has wrecked numerous times.
It's Daryl, it's different than that, though. Like, you know how, in a way, it's harder for conservatives to be funny because there's not necessarily the kind of subversive element that... humorism usually needs, so you kind of get this like mess of people trying to be like punk with like the Pizzagate pedo stuff.
Sure. Rush Limbaugh says that liberals aren't funny and only conservatives are funny.
I'm sorry?
Rush Limbaugh says liberals aren't funny, only conservatives are funny.
I want you to point out to me like any like conservative comedian that has, like, I need to know.
Jeff Foxworthy, like, he's kind of funny. Yeah. Well, he is old school, but there you go. Like,
Rush Limbaugh is a comedian. I mean,
Alex Jones kind of funny.
All right, go on with your point. Let's just we'll presume your premise. Go ahead.
All right, that's kind of basically what I thought whenever I'm like...
You just want the pedo calls to stop?
No, you know what? I'm actually enjoying it in a way because... you know, I'm a really active troll on this Discord. I'm actually kind of I'm a Bantmaster extraordinaire, if you didn't know it, Mark.
Okay.
I'm the chief troll, resident troll.
Are you the leader of the trolls?
The CTO.
I've heard you have
chief troll officer.
Yes.
Okay.
It is true. It's a pretty rough chat, though, you know. I think these Aussies are going to become the new
lol.
They're going to become the new lol cows of the Discord. You know, the people we milk for the lols.
I see. So you milk a lol cow for lols. That makes sense.
Completely cringeworthy attempts at humor. I was made fun of too, by the way, just for some solidarity with Ian.
Are we talking about in high school or?
No, I think he means
in the Discord.
Within the last couple of days.
Yeah,
Discord high school.
Bipolar Zach used to make fun of me for wearing nail polish, but like, you know what? I'll tell you what, it gets you girls. And the other thing I was
nail polish
say
gets
is,
you girls. The boy have stings range.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Because nail polish when I went to high school would just get you beat up.
I've gotten a lot more attention.
All right. Well, you know,
I
will admit things have changed. Dan, thanks for
the
call.
It's less expensive than a car.
Yeah, you're not paying, you know, $500 a month. For nail polish, or at least I hope you're not.
There's some out there that do. I'm
sick.
Sure.
Lloyd calling in from Detroit. Detroit, huh? Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live. Lloyd, what's on your mind? Putting Lloyd back on hold.
Yeah.
Vernon, Nollins. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about Russia and Trump, if that's all right.
Sure, go for it.
So I'm kind of on the wall about this. I'm really glad, in my personal opinion, that Trump has been actually reaching out to Putin and meeting one-on-one with him despite the media's commentary, not you specifically, but just in general. The tone of the media seems to be like, oh, he meddled in our elections. They've done such evil things, and he's continuing to try to build this relationship with Putin. And I feel like it's a good thing because I feel like he's trying to reach out on the, in a peaceful way instead of trying to just continue to ramp up this. I feel like it's a new Cold War, to be honest. And I just wanted to get y'all's input on that.
I'd say in some ways the Cold War never ended because you've got people, largely let's call them conservatives, that want to maintain the Cold War. We have to have the great enemy.
That's true.
I think that that's true. I think that many people in the media and many of the liberal types right now, Russia has become their Benghazi, and they're going to just beat that horse until, well, I don't know. It's already dead, best I can tell. Maybe they'll find something. I'm not making predictions. This isn't something I care a great deal about. If I wanted to go after Russia, the thing I would go after them for is Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 that was coming out of Amsterdam that was shot down in back in 2015 or something like that. It's been some time that was shot down in Ukraine or whatever, and it looked a whole bunch like Russia did it.
Yeah.
As opposed to whether or not the okay, let's talk about meddling elections first. We need to establish the United States has meddled in a whole bunch of elections. If you don't care about the United States meddling in elections, you are a xenophobic bigot. You think that only America matters because all these other people's elections just aren't important. So first off, America, big perpetrator in this particular crime. So if it happened, it's just deserts. Secondly, if Russia, why wouldn't some other country want to be involved? Why does AIPAC exist?
Yeah.
Because Israel wants to influence U.S. elections, okay? Countries want to influence the United States elections.
Politicians buy ads on TV to influence elections.
You don't want your server hacked? Do better security. That's what my thoughts are on this. It's just Democrat for Benghazi, 855-450-3733. Brendan, thanks for the call.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.